Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. It is a pleasure talking to you in the morning, getting a world view from you. I hope you are well. And good morning from Cape Town.
Morning, Lester. How's it going?
It's going great.
I'm excited.
You always have been a favorite of mine. But let's talk with another tragedy that's been playing itself out, this time on a football field in Indonesia. A lot of those visuals being replayed and replayed on the 24-hour news channels. 125 people killed in a crash.
Yes, the pictures are out there, aren't they? And they are very uncomfortable to see and to hear some of the stories coming out too. There'll be plenty more to come out because, frankly, what on earth were the police doing with tear gas at inside a football stadium? FIFA absolutely does not condone that. And the fact it happened inside this stadium now has already become one of the world's worst stadium disasters. Not the worst, back to the litany of awfulness there, but 125 people dead at least, several hundred hurt in the aftermath after two teams played to rivals. There was a little bit of trouble. It spilt out onto the pitch, and then the policemen, some of them beating them with sticks and awful memories from the past in other parts of the world. And as the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, put it, a dark day for all involved. And the fact is that police were firing tear gas rounds continuously, as one witness put it, continuously and fast. It caused a stampede, a crowd crush, and again, ugly memories of Hillsborough, yes. Crowd crush there. It just did not happen at all, did it?
Kanjuruhan Stadium now joins the very, very sad list of stadium disasters, along with Ellis Park here in South Africa, and probably the most noted, probably Hillsborough in 89, where 97 people were killed. We move on now where King Charles has been snubbed. He's been told not to go to an upcoming climate change summit. But this has been raised in how is Charles, King Charles, who now has to be completely down the middle, not really make his thoughts and feelings and even his politics known. He has in the past been a very fervent outspoken voice when it comes to climate change. Now he's being told, well, sir, you now have to keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yes, he's been speaking out about it. Almost even knew there was a climate that was changing. 50 years plus, as Prince Charles, he was absolutely banging the drum for not doing terrible things to our planet. And in fact, at the last climate change conference, he was telling leaders of the world, look, don't spend billions on trying to stop this. It needs to be trillions of dollars to address the problems of our planet. And here he is, although, of course, we don't strictly speaking know the reason why, but apparently, yeah, he will not be attending the COP27 climate change conference in Egypt next month after a conversation with the UK Prime Minister and the UK government. In other words, yeah, you're absolutely right. We think it means they've said, sorry, now you're king, you've got to keep your opinions to yourself. I mean, the Queen had a more subtle way of doing things, I suppose, but this is his passion. This is one of the great things that as Prince Charles, he certainly got stuck into. But do you know what? Heavy is the head that bears the crown. He's got to sit it out now, hasn't he?
Adam Gilchrist, hopefully we'll have a better line tomorrow, but unfortunately you're going to have to leave it there. Adam Gilchrist with The World View. Not a very good omen for the first show on Good Morning Cape Town, but we know tomorrow the phone lines will be better. Adam Gilchrist, all the way there from the UK.